Texas singer and songwriter Eric Taylor has a new release called Scuffle Town. In the early 1970s, Taylor was part of a thriving music scene in Houston. Along with Guy Clark and Townes Van Zandt, he became part of an iconic generation of songwriters, revered by the younger writers who followed. Eric Taylor's songs are moody, often dark. They insinuate themselves. They evoke more than they say. The lyrics read like sharply drawn short stories with vivid characters and imagery.
Don't want no long lost brother, and I don't want no mother's hand. Don't seem to like each other, never knew that other man. You keep that long tall pine, take that Georgia blues, I'm going home to mine. Gonna be there soon.
Taylor says he started writing when he was a child in Georgia. Poems, short stories, and songs. By 14, he was playing guitar, and when he was 20, Eric Taylor headed west. It was 1971.
And I stopped in Houston. Basically, we ran out of money, so I got a job washing dishes in this hippie restaurant that had music. And I saw Lightnin' Hopkins play there on a Friday night and Townes Van Zandt play on a Saturday. And I decided I would stay.
It's not a bad introduction.
It was the place to be, man. Yeah. There weren't any lines in the sand. Nobody kind of said, well, this is a blues club. You don't play folk music here. Or this is a folk club. You don't play blues here. On any given night at, say, a place like the Old Quarter or Sand Mountain, I mean, you'd see Lightnin' Towns, Johnny Winter, Greg Allman. Any of those people would come in and play. Sometimes we'd finish up shows late at night, and then we'd go down to this place called the Green Room and listen to jazz until the sun came up. So it was a very fertile ground for writers. It was a great place to learn.
The photograph on the back of this new disc shows you in front of a very blue piano, bright blue piano. I imagine that that piano has some stories behind it.
It does. That's the blue piano that I sing about on the song.
And his hands across that blue piano, a dollar gives you any favorite tune, and the neon screams on down the street. Inside they ask for something they can dance to.
It's been at Anderson Fair, which is the music club. It's one of the oldest running clubs in the state of Texas now. That piano is set there for, 20 years, 25 years, maybe.
Just outside the city. Now, honey, that ain't the moon. It's just the dust settling on your new Sunday shoe. And maybe you would play one if I kissed you too.
So there used to be some cats that lived in it, literally, you know. And they would, like, go in there and have little kittens, and so nobody played the piano for a while. And every once in a while, we'd clean the cats out of it and tune it up. And
I wanted to ask you about the song Your God, and I was wondering whether that kind of germinated in you for a while, or did it just spring sort of right out of the newspapers and onto your pen?
Well, that was a song that I started writing after the trial of the men who murdered James Byrd. He was the man who was struck behind the truck by his neck. Of course, you know, I think anybody would be struck just dumb, stupid that something like that would happen. And then as the trial began to take place, I was intrigued by the people who came up to testify for the murderers. And some of them were religious leaders from the town and come in and testify for the people who killed this guy. And I just became intrigued with that line, what if you have a God, what did he witness that I missed? Or what did I see that he didn't see? So I sometimes don't have a lot of patience with people who keep telling me how much better things are getting when those kind of things continue to happen. So I think I might have been a little angry when I wrote that song.
You jerk out and ride the back roads on the Texas summer night. Did he stand there in the pine grove as they drug him out of sight? Did he stand for the last communion, or did he kneel to wash his feet? And what did your God see?
I've heard you describe your songs as stage plays. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's just kind of the way I see them. I try to develop a song that way. I try to develop a song as I'm writing as what would I see? What are the images that I see these people doing, not just what are they saying? And I think a lot of the songs have come out of that. And people have described my work as little movies, you know, little black and white movies.
I saw a girl from Northeast just like you, moving through another Friday night. She was dancing with her husband, but she did not want to. She had a little something in her eyes. She might have had a little bit of something in her eyes.
I think sometimes the important part of a song is what's not there. I think so lyrically as well as musically. I think when something is left out, I think that's intriguing to people. Lets them think about what the next line may be. Sometimes if you overwrite something, you carry too much of your listener. And I think writing should be as much a job of the listener or the reader. I don't think I should take them everywhere. I think they should probably try to listen to this and see what the story is.
Talking with us from member station KUT in Austin, Eric Taylor. His new CD is called Scuffletown.
On a night like that, you make it all away.